consciousness in a human package, the final station and the field of our cultivation. We've touched on the eight phases of our human life cycle and the related eight fields of our awareness. These eight are a lens of progression, stations on the horizontal axis of our lives. Then let us look at the vertical axis, the levels forming the stack of our being. Our life unfolds not as a singular, homogeneous experience, but on multiple interconnected planes, in simultaneous operation, informing each other. In short, these four are 1. Instincts, 2. Affects, 3. Evaluations, and 4. Relations. In other terms, corporeal, emotional, analytical, and identity concerns. So, instincts and corporeality are physical presence. Then affects and emotions are presence in feelings. Then evaluations and analyses are presence in thought formation. And finally, relations and identity are presence in a field of meanings. These four very much relate to the four elements we have reviewed. Our biological needs, the struggle for survival of the element of earth, stability and structures. Our flux of emotions, of water, a dynamic continuum leading us forth in our lives. The crafting of our thought forms, of fire, revealing and responding to our frames of existence. And finally, the meaningful identity of air, how we pervade our world, how it all comes together. Now, in the world of manifest elements, nothing exists in isolation. It is not that emotions are pure water. We have emotions born of earth, of fire, and of air as well, combined into the flux of our affects. In the field of our identity, we also have ego structures, reflective adaptation, reactive assertion, and even higher aspirations, becoming something broader and greater than we currently are. So the elements combine with the elements in the world of manifestation. We may also look at the elements in their pure and primal state of their origins. We have emptiness, the element of air at its roots. We have fullness, the element of earth at its roots. We have inward tension combining water at its roots, and we have outward tension contrasting fire at its roots. The same principles emergent on more subtle and concrete planes of existence. From the primordial fields and tensions to the manifest universal elements back into our human frame, the vertical axis, our stack of presence, instincts, emotions, thought forms, and identity, with all that they entail. These are but instruments of consciousness for registering impressions that we take in from the world and for expressing our responses in reflection of the world. Do not let your awareness become fixated in any one of these four. Do not plant the funnel of your consciousness into a particular concern domain, for it is not that we work with a single funnel abiding at the bottom tip of it. Rather, surrounding the sphere of consciousness, unbound by its base nature, has countless funnels of attention in its orbits, flexible, extending, contracting, in perpetual change, mirroring the concerns emergent in living actuality. If you fixate on any one of them, asserting one more important than the other, in perpetuity, beyond the moment, then that is where you condition yourself, incarnating from the fullness of your being into a fraction, a subset of your totality. You need not invest consciousness into your instincts, emotions, thought forms, and identity. Instead, liberate them each into their own natures. They each have their natural shapes and capacities sculpted by your history of evolution and a self-emergent intellect, knowledge, and wisdom. Allow for that to arise. You need not inject your hallucinated agendas into any of it. Allow them their freedom. Allow for them to negotiate, reconcile, and harmonize unto themselves and in relation to the world you experience. Witness their workings and allow for their unfolding. Your only mission and imperative is in ensuring that they each operate freely in their actual nature, free from your projections, free from your assertions, past, present, or future. In doing that, you facilitate your realignment, your return to the fullness of what you are and the fullness of what is.